Welcome back, Season 4, Episode 12. Today, we're talking UFC. Let's get it.
And we're back.
We're back.
Another one.
We're back. We're back.
We're back.
I've been crying.
For,
let's see, it's Thursday now, so.
Oh, because of the result?
5 days, yeah. Yeah. That's what kind of what we said. That was, if we thought Topuria was going to win, he's going to knock him out. He knocked him out clean. He was out.
It was nasty.
He was out cold. That combo, his combinations are just nasty. And we've seen him. We just hadn't seen him versus high.
Elite competition.
Which Josh Emmett, I mean, he's top five-ish guy, 6'7".
But he's not that level.
He's not that level.
Oh, I saw something the other day. Quick question for you. Are you taking who do you think would win the 145-pound title? Prime Ilya, which we don't even know if we've seen yet.
No. He's only 27.
Yeah, so we probably haven't seen yet. Or Prime McGregor.
Fighters are better nowadays.
They're better nowadays. The post I saw, every single person said Conor. But they weren't. Ilya, so here's another thing I can throw in there. Before entering the UFC, Ilya had 8 submission wins, 1 knockout.
Yeah.
Since he's been in the UFC, he's got like 5 knockouts and only 1 submission.
Against Bryce Mitchell.
He's so well-rounded.
He is. And I kind of wish I could have seen more of the fight, honestly, because Volk was starting to turn it on a little bit, too.
I thought Volk won caught. The first round.
He did. It was close. It wasn't like he didn't destroy him in the first round. It was close first round, but I thought
right.
Volk did a little more output. And, I mean, you could tell by the faces as well. Just to pour his nose after the end of the first round was already
bleeding. Yep.
But, I mean, I thought Volk looked good. He just got caught. That's the name of the game. I would love to see at least 4 rounds of that because I think Volk could have put him in a deep waters where he hasn't been before. But I would think Volk should get a rematch. I know he's 2-3 in his last 5, but 2 of those are at lightweight. And I would think it's going to be an immediate rematch with him, defending 6 times?
Yeah. I mean, you got to think, too, what else is there right now?
Max 45. Is fighting Gaethje.
That's the only person, in my opinion, that you could justify a title shot for right now.
I saw something. I was like, yo, screw this, Max fighting Gaethje. They need to go Ilya, Max at 300, and then go Gaethje, Islam, which obviously Islam's not going to fight. It's like, why are we letting those 2 guys fight, possibly messing up their potential championship match later on in the year?
And they're 2 fan favorites.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest with you, when that fight happens, I just hope one of them isn't, like, brutally knocked out.
Yeah.
Because, and honestly, if it was going to be a brutal knockout, you got to think Max Holloway would get brutally knocked out. And I don't want to see that.
Yeah, you would think Gaethje's going to have a little more power in him.
I am a, Mitch, me and you have differed this. You've always been Volk number one. I'm, like, maybe like Max Holloway more. Like, I really like Max Holloway.
I like Max, too.
I know, but I'm just saying, you're Volk for sure. Like, when they were fighting each other, like, I wasn't even enjoying that.
Yeah.
So I was like, and then they booked Gaethje, and everyone's like, that's a banger fight. I'm like, that's going to suck for me.
It is a banger fight, but we're going to be watching it. Someone's going to lose. Hopefully, it's like, we want to see a knockout, but you don't want to see either one of those guys get knocked out.
Yeah.
I would think I'd rather see Gaethje get knocked out than Holloway.
Me too. 100%.
No.
100%.
But I like Gaethje.
I love Gaethje.
But I like Holloway more.
100%. Here's the thing. If Max loses to Gaethje, he can easily still vouch for a title shot at 45.
Yeah, without a doubt.
If Gaethje gets beat by Holloway, he's probably not getting the next one because you got Oliveira waiting in the wings.
Sorry,
you know, the winner of him and Armand is probably going to get the title shot if Gaethje loses.
Yep.
So, in my opinion, not a lot of risk for Holloway because you get the BMF, you get the big draw fighting at 300, you're going up a weight class, and even if you lose, you still got a really good case to be the next guy up for that winner of the Ilya Volk 2, assuming that's what they do.
And I think I saw that Gaethje Holloway is going to be the 3rd fight.
I think I did. You're right. Main. Which is stupid.
But the actual championship fight, because this is a BMF. I know it's for a title, but
it has nothing to do with a title being on the line. It has everything to do with it being UFC 300, and no one wants to watch the women's strawweight title fight between Zhang and a fighter that most people haven't even heard of.
Yao Jinan.
Right. Most people haven't even heard of her.
Still a championship fight, though. It's not like they're going to lead it off with
I understand.
The championship
fight. I understand the reasoning, but I disagree with it. I'm not angry at it.
So let's stay on 298.
Yeah.
And then we'll work our way to 299, 300. So, yeah, Volk got knocked out. You think immediate rematch, Topuria?
I feel like you have to.
There's really nothing else other than possibly Max, and obviously he's fighting UFC 300 against Gaethje.
The only other person who could even, like, maybe you could say their name is Evloev.
Yeah, I think he still needs one more guy, though. Who did he just beat? Arnold Allen?
Yes.
Yeah.
And top well, he's,
four guy.
I think he's ranked third now, Evloev is. But he does not deserve a title shot right now more than Volk.
No.
I mean, in or his, Max. In, it's not even close.
Or Max.
No, or Max. Yeah, agreed. Max hasn't lost to anyone other than Volk in what span of time?
A long time.
A long time.
Since, I mean, he was, how many times did he defend the
belt? Last time he lost was it Poirier when they did the interim?
Yeah,
with, last time he moved up, right?
Yeah,
to 55? That would have been the last time he
his
lost.
Last featherweight loss, though?
It would have been Volk 3. Correct?
I'm talking about before Volk.
Before Volk?
McGregor?
McGregor in 2013.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a unanimous decision at UFC Fight Night. It was Shogun versus Chael Sonnen, the main event that night.
You see DC and Chael are coming out with the show. For some reason, RC's not doing it anymore. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did see that.
But now DC and Chael are coming out with the show.
Such mixed feelings, by the way, on that because, well, I never loved RC. He got better.
He grew on me.
He got better, but... the thing about Chael is, I love DC, by the way. I love DC.
You always hate on his commentating.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about him as a person.
Yeah, he's a good personality.
Yeah, he's a good personality. And I think he's a genuine good human.
Yeah.
Like, if it wasn't for the fact that it was like Johnny Bones Jones, I would have been pulling for DC in those fights.
Yeah.
Because he's just so much of a better person than John Jones is. But when it comes to that show, him and Chael will probably be pure entertainment. Will you learn anything about the sport of MMA? Probably not.
DC will say some good stuff. Chael is usually saying some wild stuff.
DC can do his part as far as wrestling goes.
Yeah.
He's whenever I'm like, all right, DC, that was worth listening to. Whenever he's broadcasting a pay-per-view, it's when... he's talking about, see, right now he's got him up against the cage and he's got the single leg, but this is where he should be going for the double leg because if you see the way he moves his hips, then he'll be able to get his hands clasped better, yada, yada. I'm like, all right, that's some commentary.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like Rogan and Anik do, you know, like the whole time.
Yeah.
I feel like most of the time DC's just like cutting a fool in there. Don't get me wrong. He's the best trio.
It's entertaining.
I still like him. But
do you think he's the worst of the three?
He's the worst of the three as
Anik
far
one
as
for you. Do you put Anik one or Rogan one? Rogan's like the nostalgia of it, but Anik's better.
I was just about to say, Anik is a pure better commentator. But Joe Rogan is Joe Rogan.
I saw something. I can't remember what fight it was. It might have been Gary Neal or Costa versus Whitaker. It was like just watching the fight. Next thing you hear from John Anik. Kung Fu Panda 4 coming out.
Dude, that is so true. It's so true. And it happens so regularly. That's the best part about
it.
But
he's so good at it, you notice it, but it just sounds like it fits.
Yeah.
It's like, that was meant to be there.
Right, right. You don't have an issue with it. It's like whenever you go back to the, have you seen the old video where Joe Rogan, which don't get me wrong, it's pretty hard to cancel somebody like Joe Rogan. But whenever he's doing the old fights with the guy named... what was his name? Was it Mark? Mark something? That used to be the... he used to be the commentator guy. Like, he was like Anik before Anik. It was him and Rogan.
Just like that? That guy?
Just like that.
And it's all over!
Yeah, that guy. That guy.
What's his name?
It wasn't Mark something?
It's not Mark.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, man, what's his name? Is it Mark?
I feel like it was Mark, but I could have just been making stuff up.
I'll know it as soon as you say it.
You think if I type in old MMA commentator, it pops up?
Yeah.
Because I didn't really know how else to try and pull him up. Dun, dun. Mike Goldberg.
Goldberg.
I said Mark.
And it's all over.
Yeah. He's an OG too. But have you seen the old fight where him and Rogan, whenever they start fighting and
go about John Jones.
Was it John Jones?
Or the guy that black John guy, Jones and the white or white shorts and other guy in that, and Rogan goes,
he goes or
black guy, black shorts, white guy, white shorts, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and Goldberg goes, that was said by Joe Rogan. Yeah. Yeah. That's hilarious. They were a solid duo too. Goldberg was the OG back in the day.
Dude, they were talking about something crazy on there the other on Saturday night. I couldn't remember what they said though. I think they were talking like about ball sweat or something.
During the fights?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I can't either.
I didn't get to watch the whole thing straight through. I was out and about, but I did get to see everything from
the Marab fourth. On.
The yeah, from Marab on.
That first fight, that Anthony Hernandez looked pretty good.
Yeah, he did.
Dude, choked him out, was freaking like smiling while he had it. He knew he had it.
He knew he had it. Yeah, he's really good. I think he'll be someone to keep an eye on. Middleweight wise, maybe not to like become a champion, but just to make some noise.
Yeah,
I kind of get that vibe
here and there.
I kind of get that vibe from him, you know. But well, if we work our way down 298, you just give me, you know, your thought on, or maybe your biggest takeaway from each fight.
Okay. All right.
So we'll start. We'll go. The main four, I guess we'll say, because yeah, we already talked that a little bit. So from Marab and Henry.
Marab looked good. Henry looked like something was off. I think he got injured or something. Did you see his left forearm? How bad his left forearm was?
Yeah, did you see Sugar said something about it afterwards too?
Yeah, and then someone was saying that something happened during his training camp, but he just kind of looked off. Like, I don't think he looked as good as he looked versus Aljamain.
Definitely.
And
not.
I don't think Marab's that much better than Aljamain. If he is, he probably is, but Marab looked good.
Yeah. What about the decision to not let Henry re-retire?
Already did it one time in the octagon.
So you're cool with what Dana said on it?
Yeah.
I'm cool with it too, honestly, but
you don't get to do it three or four times. Like, you get one retirement. If you come back,
well, then that's cool, but you already had your moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. You know, but it definitely seemed like he was about to. Like, he took the gloves off, was hoping to get the mic, and they were like, nah.
No.
You think that's Dana's doing? Like, going into it, like, because otherwise DC or Rogan or whoever it is would probably just go up to him and be like, oh, you want to
talk? Probably like, yeah, we're not interviewing Henry.
Yeah, and they're probably just like, yeah, if he loses, don't do the retirement interview with him.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it, too. Way too early, Marab versus Sugar.
Should be. It's not the money fight, but it's the, he deserves
it. It's the right fight.
Yeah.
And Marab will be a minus 220 favorite.
He'll be the favorite for sure.
Yeah.
Wrestle the crap out of him.
Yeah.
Hope Sugar catches him.
Right.
Henry caught him in the first round.
Henry caught him. Yeah.
It's the same exact shot that Marlon Moraes caught him with, too.
Correct. You think Sugar will, it'll be Sugar and Marab, you think? He'll handle Cheeto?
He should. Was he a minus 180, 200 favorite?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that might not be justified.
As long as his perennial nerve doesn't get kicked again.
Yeah, true.
Is that what it's called? No, it starts with a P. It's like perennial nerve where he got kicked in the knee and his leg shut down.
Yeah, I don't know what nerve it was, to be honest with you. But there's a lot of nerves running right through there.
Yeah.
So, but you think that would be the matchup. Marab, stylistically, should probably beat Sugar, honestly.
The fight I really want to see is Sugar Corey Sandhagen.
Yeah, and if Sugar could somehow beat Marab, we'd probably get it.
Yeah, that'd be it.
But that's tough. And then,
it'd be tough.
Man, Sandhagen might just end up being the guy that was ever so close but could just never get it done.
Yeah.
Because if Marab gets that title, tough.
The Colby Covington, the Robert Whittakers of the division. I know Whittaker was the champ.
Whittaker was undisputed.
But didn't someone retire, then he got it, and then the very next fight fought Izzy?
Yeah, but I mean, he was undisputed, though.
He was, but once Izzy got there, it was like he never had it again.
I agree, but at least it's not to the level of the Colby.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but Colby
know what
only
you mean.
Had the interim.
I know what you mean, but.
And who we got? Gary Neal?
Yeah,
I thought
Gary
did what he had to do. He was quicker on the feet.
It was a boring fight.
It was boring. Gary did what he had to do. He kept himself out of trouble because that was Neil's really only chance was catching him.
Split decision was the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah, I thought Gary won 29-28.
Yeah, that's what I had, 29-28. And really, give me a 30-27 Gary before I tell you Neil won the fight.
That was the thing, dude. It was like 29-28 Gary, 29-28 Neil, 30-27 Gary.
So no,
like,
it was two 30-27 Garys. It was split. 28. Yeah.
How does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Two judges think Gary won all three rounds. The other guy think Neil won two of them.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
I don't know. I mean, there's...
That's how close it was, though. Like, there wasn't a lot happening. I thought Gary was just landing a little more.
Right. Well, if you go down the stat sheet, Gary won the striking stats. But Neil had almost 4 minutes of control time.
It's all
just
clinched, though.
By getting, yeah, but I was about to say... But if you just look at it on paper, you're like, oh, that's substantial in a 15-minute fight.
He wasn't doing much in the clinch, though.
But I was about to say, he was just getting kneed. He was getting kneed whenever they were in the clinch. Like, I'll tell you what, it didn't ever catch him clean. But Ian Gary, two things for me to take away in that fight. One, he's freaking fast.
He is.
Like, razor-sharp fast. Like, McGregor striking fast. That's what it reminded me of.
Mm-hmm.
Two, his flying knees almost knocked Neil out like four times, I feel like. I mean, they were very close.
There wasn't one that really landed clean. They were all like really close.
They were just
to landing.
Glancing, mm-hmm. or even maybe not hit him at all, but just like super close.
Chances that Gary gets Colby next. I don't think Colby will do it.
Here's the thing. If you're Colby, what do you want? That's the reason I think it might happen. Because if you're Colby Covington, you're not sniffing a title shot. If he called out Wonderboy.
Yeah, he wants a top 10 guy that isn't dangerous.
Right.
Which is Wonderboy.
Well, Wonderboy's dangerous on the feet.
Dangerous on the feet, but he's 41 years old and he doesn't have good wrestling defense.
I agree with you, but I'm just saying if you really want to get back in the title fight and you were willing to fight Wonderboy, who's a kickboxer, Ian Gary's not going to take you down. And we haven't really seen Ian Gary get tested as far as takedown defense. So if you're Colby, like stylistically, like that might not be that bad. Yeah. I think Gary would be the favorite in that fight because of how Colby's been lately, but
Colby just doesn't look good anymore. Maybe Leon's just that good, but and then plus talking about the Colby with the foot injury, whatnot, but Leon just looked so much more dominant.
Leon is significantly better than Colby Covington, but Colby, in my opinion, could definitely compete in a fight with Ian Gary.
Yeah. I mean, he's still a top guy, but he's also getting older.
But how old is
he? Gary could piece him up. He's got to be mid to high 30s now, like 36.
Is he that old?
I would think he's got to be pushing that.
Because that's older than I thought. I thought he was like Gaethje age.
I'm going with 36.
Well, Gaethje's probably close to 36 too, isn't he?
Gaethje's turning 36 this year, I think. Or he might already be 36.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, he probably is in similar age. He's 36.
Yeah.
He'll, well, listen, look at this. He's 36 today.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Today's the 22nd, right?
Yeah.
36 today.
Crazy.
How about that? Well, happy birthday, Colby Covington.
I'm good. No happy birthday from me.
you're that off of him now? It's like you're done?
Him.
You never did?
Not really. I thought he was annoying.
Oh, he's annoying.
But I understand why he does it, but it's just so fake.
It's so fake. Well, what do you feel about Ian Gary?
I don't like the cat either.
Is it fake? Is it? It's not obviously to that extent.
I don't think he's fake.
You just think he's a loser?
Yeah, he just... I don't know.
No. Call it like it is. Call it like it is.
I don't like his attitude. I don't think he's a loser.
Okay. I was just trying to get you to say that.
Guy's a phenomenal MMA fighter. I don't think you can call him a loser.
Just loser as far as like the things that have come out aren't great. Personal life wise, which hey, I'm not gonna sit here and attack a man's personal life.
Yeah.
But teach their own. But man, it's a bad background to have as an MMA fighter.
We don't hate on Suga for letting other men screw his wife or partner.
Speaks for yourself. I'll tell you this. I like Suga because Suga makes me laugh.
Yeah, he's funny dude.
I don't think I would have a great time hanging out with Suga.
No. Not similar personalities
at all. I kind of feel the same way, like how Suga vibes with the Nelk boys.
We wouldn't get along with them.
I don't think we get along with them.
No.
You know, it's just...
They're entertaining.
And they're fun to watch YouTube videos. There's a reason, you know, they're making money doing what they do is because they're entertaining. But
they're not on YouTube anymore.
Who?
Nelk.
Why?
They post on X.
Really?
So Steve can be in it.
Is that like a done deal?
Mm-hmm.
YouTube's done?
They don't post on YouTube anymore.
Wow.
They post Full Send Pod on YouTube.
Yeah, but I knew that.
So, Steve, I saw their last video. It was only on X.
Did you see the thing with Dana White and Bob Menery on the Full Send Pod?
Did you watch it?
I didn't watch the whole thing because it was like an hour 40.
Straight up an hour and 30 minutes of Dana just shitting on Bob.
I watched it for the first 60 minutes and thought I was watching a loop. That's how much Dana was just like drilling him.
Yeah.
It was bad.
You need to watch all of it.
It was hilarious. Oh, I got until like the 30 minute mark.
Yeah. It's just an hour.
Hey, and I will say, no, I'm saying I got until there were 30 minutes left.
Yeah.
But, and it was like, it was an hour of that.
I think right around the 30 minute mark, they kind of get off of it for 15, 20 minutes, start talking about some other stuff. And then at the end, Dana does it again.
I think that's fantastic. Dana, say what you want about Dana White.
He'll tell you to your face.
He doesn't care about anyone's feelings on this entire planet. I believe that in my whole heart and soul.
No.
He doesn't care about a feeling.
No.
No. Anyway, that's a tangent for another day.
Whitaker Costa. It was a good fight.
It was a solid co-main event.
It was a very good fight. It was kind of what I was expecting Gary Neal to be.
Yeah.
And it was a little, that.
Yeah.
And Coast almost had him into the first.
Oh, man. That was a beautiful spinning heel kick.
I thought it was
kick.
Super back and forth. I thought Whitaker had the edge. Did anyone 30-27 Whitaker? I think they did.
Yeah.
I thought
I personally had it 29-28. Yeah, he won the first.
Just
don't get me wrong,
though.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't get me wrong. If it wasn't for one spinning heel kick, I would have 30-27 it myself.
Yeah. But I thought Costa looked pretty good. I mean, for Whitaker to be the guy that he is, of being like, no one can beat me but Izzy. Obviously,
right.
Duplessis just did. But I thought Costa looked really good.
Whitaker has a claim now to a rematch with Duplessis or no?
No.
Who gets it? Or who has that claim then? Strickland?
I think please don't say Strickland Izzy. And Izzy are still ahead of him.
Izzy has that claim?
To fight Duplessis? Yeah, just because of the backstory. But and I'm, from his dominance
I'm,
as champion.
I'm asking, okay, I'll put it to you this way. 185 pounds, who deserves the next title fight?
Oh, that's a tough one. Because Izzy last fought versus Strickland and lost.
And he had the back and forth with Pereira
Strickland
before that.
Strickland never defended.
Correct. But
so
some
a rematch.
Some would say he never lost it.
It's a close fight.
Pinto
Whitaker just beat Costa, but was Costa ranked 6 or 7?
He was 6th. I think they were ranked 3 and 6, right?
I feel like Whitaker needs to get one more. I mean, honestly, but you don't want to see Whitaker versus Izzy again. Honestly, probably go Whitaker Strickland.
That's what a lot of people
I'd
are saying.
I'd probably go Duplessis Izzy next, and then Whitaker Strickland for the winner of that.
But are you saying that because that's what makes the most sense? I'm asking.
I don't know. I honestly don't know who deserves it. I think you could make an argument for all of them. I think you can make the argument that Izzy was a dominant champion, and Strickland's not the champion anymore. So he and they have the backstory with Duplessis. I think Strickland. You could argue that he didn't.
I want you to tell me.
No, I don't know. It's a 3-way tie.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Pick one.
No.
You have to.
Izzy, because that makes sense.
And you think he deserves it the most?
No. I think it's a 3-way tie.
Dude, I'm sick of this.
I'm not answering you.
Why?
It's because
just,
that's
it's
my answer.
It's just an opinion.
I know. That's my answer.
That's a terrible answer.
I think there's an argument for all three to be the
most
deserving.
Yeah, there's an argument, but that's not what I asked. I want to know your choice.
Yeah, Izzy, because that makes the most sense to me.
All right. I gave you a chance.
Who do you pick?
Not Izzy. He's third place.
He's third?
To me, he is.
So Strickland or Whitaker?
Strickland.
Because you thought he won? Because
I thought he won, and he's been very active, and he beat Izzy, so that rules that out for me. But I'm fine with Strickland. I'm fine with Izzy getting the title fight and Strickland fighting Whitaker for a number one contender because it makes the most sense.
Yeah.
But I don't think Izzy deserves the next title fight.
Yeah,
but is that what's going to happen?
100%. Money fight.
I think you might even see Duplessis and Izzy like international fight week or something.
I think you could say Whitaker is the least deserving.
Whitaker?
Because he lost to Duplessis the fight before.
I agree. I'm cool with that too. But I just want to say I think Strickland is most deserving. But Strickland's not really a guy that the UFC wants to be champion.
No.
That's not really someone you want to just hold that belt, you know?
So what do you think's next for Costa? because he's only had one win in the past 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. And the thing is,
against Rockhold,
he is very talented, in my opinion. So if he just stays active, that wouldn't be an issue.
I think that's hurting him a little bit, too.
It is, because...
When's the last time he fought before this? A year and a half ago?
Yeah, was it
Rockhold?
It was Rockhold, right? And then it was Vettori before that. No, I think it was Rockhold.
I think it was Vettori in, like, May, and then Rockhold a few months later.
Correct. No. It was Vettori in October of 21, and he didn't fight Rockhold until August of 22.
Yeah. He needs to get more active again.
Yeah.
Plus, he was having, like, wasn't he having some contract issues? Like, trying to get out?
Correct.
So, did he resign?
He resigned.
Okay.
So, he didn't fight in 2023. So, he needs to fight again in 2024. He needs to fight again.
Yeah.
Against
At
who?
At least once. He just fought
maybe we run him against somebody like Cannoneer.
Yeah.
I'm cool there.
Cannoneer's getting up there in age. He's pushing 40. He might already be 40.
Yeah, and he has fought in, like, every weight class the UFC has to offer.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
He's freaking jacked now.
Yeah, he is. And if you go look at him as a heavyweight, it's wild to look at.
He's just not jacked.
Not jacked.
Kind of fluffy.
And now he's like, what's his nickname? Something gorilla?
Kill a gorilla.
Kill a gorilla. Yeah, he's a beast, dude. But yeah, I'd be fine with maybe that matchup.
When's the last time Vettori fought?
But what I was just about to say, I'd be fine, personally, if we ran back Vettori and Costa. I'd like to watch that one again.
I don't want to see that again.
Is it because... But it's because of Vettori.
Tell me
one fight you would like to see Vettori in.
No one.
He's a boring fighter.
He's a boring fighter.
But if we're talking about getting Costa back into it, that's a name.
Probably Cannoneer, though, because that's still a top guy, and I don't think they fought.
And Vettori just... So, Vittori's last five, he's gone loss, win, loss, win, loss.
Yep.
So, he lost to Izzy with that title fight in 21.
Yep.
Then he beat Costa in the decision late in 21. Then he lost to Whitaker in decision late in 22. And then he beat Roman Dolidze by decision in 2023. And then he lost to Cannoneer in June of 23, unanimous decision.
That's the last time he fought?
Yeah. He went loss, win, loss, win, loss. All five have been unanimous decisions. He's 2-3 in his last five.
Hmm.
Oh, he's booked. Right.
Guess
here.
Who?
Brendan Allen. April 6th.
Is there a line on that? Because Brendan Allen's good.
Brendan Allen is good. And Brendan Allen, who did he just... Was it Roman Dolidze he just beat?
He tapped someone out.
It's going to be the main event fight night on April 6th.
It's a weekend before 300, I think.
Correct. He just beat... Oh, he beat Paul Craig. He's won four straight by submission.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's...
He's good.
He's only 28, too.
Mm-hmm.
But Vettori's only 30.
Dang.
Yeah. So that'll be an interesting one, too.
Everyone says Vittori's a straight-up killer, though. Like, his cardio is just insane.
His cardio is insane. Except in the Izzy fight. It's like he, like, put too much into it or something. Yep. He gassed out. But anyway.
So then, obviously, last main event, Topuria knocks out Volk, second round. We kind of spoke about it a little bit. Volk, we probably agree, won the first round. I think all three judges gave him the first round.
Yep.
But Topuria put a good combination, a minute into the round or so?
Yes.
And knocked him out pretty clean.
Is Volk done?
It's looking that way.
It's looking that way, isn't
it? 2-3 in his last five. Two losses to Islam. Beat Yair and beat Zombie?
Yeah.
Or Holloway 3?
Zombie was after Holloway 3.
And then lost to Ilya. So new champion. It's only the fifth featherweight champion ever.
Undisputed of all time.
So we've had Aldo, McGregor, Holloway, Volk.
Yep.
Now Topuria. It looks like the beginning of the end. I thought he was looking good, but got caught. I think he deserves a rematch and see how that looks. If he loses that one, I think it's the beginning of the end.
To be honest with you, even when I watched the first round, I scored it for Volk, but I thought...
You could sense the danger.
Yeah. I just was thinking, I was like, the way this fight is going, he's going to get knocked out.
I wanted to see the ground game of Volk a little more, but obviously it's
only
one round.
He might choke you out there too, though.
Volk could ground and pound you.
He could.
I just want it because, I mean, everyone talks about how strong Volk is. I mean, you saw it against Islam, able to, with the takedown defense and almost taking him down. And then, do we think he came back too quick?
Yes. That's part of it, in my opinion. But, see, so here's the thing now. If you're Volk You've been knocked out twice. You got to get that out of your head. So this man needs to take 6 months.
I'll say six minimum.
Whether they go to someone else for the Ilya rematch or the Ilya's next title fight, if it happens in Spain, they go to Holloway or they go to Evloev, doesn't matter. If you're a Volk and you want a chance to get that title back, 6 months minimum.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he'll do it. I don't know if he'll do it because if the UFC comes to him and says, hey, July, International Fight Week.
That'd be 5 months.
That ain't good enough, in my opinion. he just waited four, right? October. He got head kicked in October.
It was late October. So he's off November, December, January, three and a half.
That ain't good. And that was his first knockout of his career. You know that's just in there. Like, is my chin still there? Now you've been knocked out. At least in the Islam fight, he was knocked out, but not like the Ilya one. That was worse.
Well, the Islam, he followed it up with a lot of punches.
I know.
Poirier did too, but I feel like not Ilya
didn't.
Islam did.
He didn't have to, though.
Yeah.
When the head kick happened,
he was shaky.
He was shaking, stumbly, doing a little chicken
back
dance.
And forth, four or five extra. Which, what's worse? Honestly, a head kick, being stumbled, and then five more on the ground to finally complete it, or one clean one to put you out.
I agree. The Islam one is worse. I'm just saying, as far as like the chin, Ilya didn't even need to follow up.
No.
Just don't get me wrong. That was so clean of a right hand.
Just a good
combo. So clean.
What, do you have like five punches in there? Because he missed like the first two or three and then landed that right.
Yeah. And dude, if you paid attention, if the left would have landed on his way down,
yeah,
that's like an extra 3 months you'd be out, dude. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Luckily that didn't land, but.
Yeah, I was upset when I saw that.
It was bad, but Ilya's for real.
He's good.
I don't know. So, don't get me wrong. Max Holloway can beat a lot of people. So, could Max Holloway beat Ilya? Yeah, he could beat him. Do I think anyone is going to beat Ilya anytime soon? No.
Doesn't look like it.
I don't think so.
Especially only 27, super young.
Could be Evloev if he wrestles him to death.
Yeah. See how good his ground game is.
And don't get me wrong. He beat Arnold Allen, but I wasn't nearly impressed with him in that fight as I have been with Ilya in his run to the title.
Arnold Allen's a top guy, though.
He's a top guy, but I wasn't. So was Volk and Emmett.
Yep.
Volk, here's how it goes to me. Obviously, Ilya at the top now, but before, it was Volk at the top, two steps down, Holloway.
Four steps down.
Yeah, I was going to say three steps down, and then Arnold, Evloev, Emmett, Yair, Ortega, all of them. You know, like, mm-hmm. right there. And then now you got to think it's probably Ilya. One step down. Volk, Holloway, one step down. Evloev, one step down. The rest of them.
Yeah.
That's what I think. So, I don't know.
You get on 298?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
I want to bring something up.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, you made a post.
Okay.
You said 299 is better than 300.
Yeah, I did.
Where this is where I'll say I think 299 main card is better. But 300's better as a whole.
300's better as a whole.
Okay. We're on the same page then. The 299 main card I think is better.
I was, you know what, and I'll say this too. When I made the post, it was fresh off 300 announcement.
So you made it night of 298?
Well, I made it the day after, yeah. But you know. But I think I was just a little bit frustrated.
With Volk,
and I was a little bit frustrated with...
Wasn't like a McGregor, like, wasn't a hype name, but it's a really good matchup.
Yeah, it's a really good matchup, but I think I was just a little frustrated with... We heard Dana say so many times that this was just going to be... I don't know. I was almost expecting, like, the way it was hyped, I was almost expecting that we were going to get, like, GSP and Khabib.
I was about to say Khabib back or something.
You know, like, and I knew we weren't. But just the hype, you know, and don't get me wrong, I think they tried very hard to put together a better main event and just couldn't.
Well, we heard Dana said at the press conference, he offered Leon three different fights, and Leon accepted every single one. Islam, Hamzat, Shavkat.
No sense to me why someone like Shavkat Rakhmonov didn't take that title fight.
Ramadan? They're all Ramadan, I think.
I guess.
All three of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if Shavkat is. I'd imagine, though. He's kind of the same part of the world.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, and I get it, you know, religious purposes or whatever, but...
Dude, just the fact that Bilal wasn't offered either.
I know.
Because I offered him three fights and it came out that it's Khamzat, Shavkat, and Islam.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, Bilal's never going to get a shot.
He's never going to get a shot. I mean, what is that guy?
He's got to beat Kamaru.
At this point, if he just sits around and waits, I'm not sure he would ever fight again. And no one wants to fight him. He only wants a title shot. Nobody likes him.
He has the best chance with Leon being champion. Just because they had the fight in the past, ended in an eye poke. Supposedly, Bilal was looking somewhat good in that fight. But Leon's gotten 10x better since that fight. Bilal's probably gotten better as
Leon
well.
Would absolutely... Bilal hasn't fought him forever.
Who'd he fight last? I know he fought Sean Brady. I feel like he fought someone after that.
Wasn't that it?
Was that his last fight? October... Was that 23? October 23? Volk Islam card?
No, he's fought
Gilbert
once.
Burns when Gilbert Burns got hurt.
That's right. Yeah, and he got hurt. Well, that was unanimous decision. It went five rounds, but...
Yeah, but Burns
hurt
was hurt
in like
round.
The what? Yeah.
Only had one arm to throw.
Yeah, if they run that back right now, I'll take Burns.
Yeah.
If he's healthy. But yeah, he did knock out Sean Brady, but... I think if he fights Leon right now, that's a rout.
Yeah, Leon's good.
He would outstrike him so badly.
So what do you think about the possible future matchup of Ilya versus Islam? Everyone's making the McGregor comparison, the tattoo, man. The age, the way he did it, you know, the confidence. He knocked out Volk. McGregor knocked out Aldo.
Those are so different,
McGregor,
though.
Khabib. Taporia, Islam.
Such a different situation. Ilya would be moving up. Conor was away for a long time doing the Floyd stuff before he even fought Khabib. Khabib's better than Islam, in my opinion.
Islam's still very good.
Islam's still very good. But I'm just saying, as far as comparing, I don't think it's that. I think you have a much better argument of comparing Ilya Volk to Conor Aldo.
So is Khabib's, you just think Khabib's ground game was just that dominant because Islam's the better striker than Khabib.
I agree with that. I think Khabib just had a way of, when he did get you down, you were not getting up.
No.
You were not getting up. It wasn't like, you know, maybe. He's like, you were getting drugged down. He was going to ground and pound you until you were tired, and then he was going to tap you out.
No.
And I don't know. I just think Islam is a very good wrestler, and he is a better striker. But...
Dude, the videos of Khabib striking...
It's so bad.
Yeah, dude. It's so bad.
It's so bad.
But that shows how dominant he was on the ground.
He never even got tested.
No. Well, there's the one fight they talked about before he was champion that he lost. And if you look at the stats, he, like, got controlled on the ground more. He got outstruck, and they still gave it to Khabib.
Who was that? Do we know? There's no telling.
I can find it if you look him up.
There's no telling who that was. What was that, UFC?
Yeah. It's early days. Let me see.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think, and don't get me wrong, Islam's building the better resume, too. So, maybe I'll feel differently eventually. But, personally, right now, I still think Khabib is better than Islam. Also, Khabib, whether a decision says he did or did not, he never lost. So, at some point, I mean, you do got to give credit there, too, as far as the being undefeated. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's this fight right here. So, they gave Khabib all 30 27s, three-round fight. Khabib landed 33 total strikes. Other guy landed 46.
Okay.
No control time for either one.
Takedowns?
Khabib was 0 for 13 on takedowns. Other guy was 1 for 6 and no control.
0 for 13 is bad. 30-27, I mean.
For every single one.
How can you say he lost, though?
No knockdowns.
Maybe I just need to go back and watch that fight.
I have to watch it, but I mean, just looking at the stats, it's like, okay, he didn't control him. Didn't take him down.
But maybe,
didn't land as many
but
strikes.
But, you know, he probably didn't. I don't know. I was going to say he held him up against the cage,
the
but then they
Khabib
give him control.
Beat him on was legs. Khabib was 5 of 7 on legs. The other guy was 0 for 0.
Maybe he was just pushing the hell out of the pace.
I don't know.
Maybe this guy was on his back foot.
Just for it to be 30-27 and all the numbers to be in favor of the other guy doesn't make much sense.
I mean, you never know. I'd have to go back and watch that fight. That guy could have been running away from him the whole time.
Could have been.
But anyway, irrelevant, really. But potential matchup, I would definitely lean Islam, though.
I would say I'm a heavier guy.
the wrestling is just such a huge advantage in MMA right now.
Yeah. I mean, it always is. When is it not?
Yeah, I know. It just didn't used to be as prominent as it is now. Like, now, it's to the extent, it's so severe that you hear, you don't even have to see what they look like. If you hear Dagestani wrestler, you're like, I'm betting on that guy.
I honestly feel like now, though, you would always see the wrestlers win versus the striker matchups. But now, strikers' takedown defense is getting a lot better.
It's definitely getting better.
And if they have the advantage on the feet.
Because they know they don't have a choice. That's what they that's what they have to do to
but
succeed.
I feel like you're seeing a lot more strikers win those matchups than you used to.
That's why, in my opinion, I would think Leon would beat Islam. Because Leon has significantly improved his takedown defense with fighting Colby and Usman three times.
Yeah.
And I
just
really
want to see that fight.
I think Islam is a pretty perfect size 155-er.
You can't get any bigger. He's big 155.
Yeah, but I'm saying, well, you know, you could definitely be bigger than him at 55.
I
but
mean, he just looks jacked, dude.
I just think that Leon looks way bigger than Islam. Maybe that's just me. But.
Well, it's a 15-pound difference.
I know, but.
You know, you got to think probably Islam going into the cage, weighs in at 155, probably 170-ish, 172.
Probably.
Right, gains 15 to 20 pounds.
Yep.
So Leon gains 15 to 20 pounds. He's 185, 190.
Did you see what Ilya said?
No.
He weighed in 145. He said he fought at 173. 171.
You gained 20-something pounds?
It was at least 170 or more. I don't remember what it was.
Did you see the one with Moicano? I think that's his last name, versus Drew Dober.
Oh, Renato Moicano?
Yeah.
No.
They were talking when they were about to do this.
Oh,
season.
Yeah.
And Moicano was like, bro,
what
how
do you
much
weigh?
You weigh? He said 180.
Yeah.
155.
Yeah. He was like, screw you, bro.
He said, bro, you're like the biggest lightweight.
Yeah, that's absurd. All right. Well, overall, though, yes, back to the original point, 300 is better than 299.
Overall.
Just overall.
Just because the prelims.
Overall.
What we got? So we got O'Malley, Vera. We got
DP and BSD.
Yep, and then you got Jan's Song Yadong and Piotr Jan.
That's the first one.
And what's 4 and 3? MVP, Kevin Holland, and Gilbert Burns, Jack Della Maddalena.
Those are bangers.
Yeah.
Stupid freaking bangers. Give me that over 300's main card.
I think I know why. I'm not going to say it.
You know why what?
It's because of the second fight. It's the only reason.
No.
If that second fight wasn't there and it was another lightweight kind of matchup.
Well, let's just run through them. What if we just compared them? 5v5, 4v4.
Okay.
So, 299, the fifth fight is Prohashka and Alexander Rakic versus Piotr Jan and Song Yadong.
That's a tough one.
They're pretty comparable, aren't they?
Exactly.
Yeah,
because you got an up-and-comer, and then you got former champions. But typically, just me personally, the heavier weight classes are just more exciting.
They're more exciting.
Like you get
but
more
that,
excited
but
for a heavyweight than
close.
You do a flyweight.
We can't fault them for their weight, though.
You can't, but it's just more exciting.
It is more exciting.
You see crazier knockouts. You're going to see more speed.
I think, though,
but the stylistic
I think Jan
matchup,
and Song will be a better fight.
Yeah, just because the matchup, you know it's going to be a boxing fight.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Right.
But compared
we haven't seen Rakic in a long time because of injury,
too. But he's very good.
He's very good.
Call that a tie, though?
I'll call it a tie.
Pretty comparable.
All right, what about fight number four? Is Gilbert Burns, JDM,
yep,
versus Charles and Armand?
I lean 300 there. Just because of Jack Della Maddalena.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I lean
his last two fights.
I lean 299 because I think Armand sucks to watch.
But Oliveira doesn't.
Oliveira
does
not.
When has Oliveira, in the past 3 years, been in a boring fight?
But if we're, no, he hasn't. But Armand has the distinct ability to make it very boring.
But I don't think Oliveira will let that happen. He's just too aggressive.
Maybe. I hope so. I hope that's what happens because if Armand takes him down and I have to watch 15 minutes of that, it's going to suck.
I lean 300 on that one just because of JDM.
Wow, that's interesting because a lot of people love him. I know the last two fights haven't been great.
I don't hate the guy, just hasn't looked good.
Last two fights haven't been great, but don't be surprised if he puts on a freaking show against Gilbert. That's going to be a really good fight.
I'll probably bet on Burns on that fight.
They're basically a pick'em.
Is it a pick'em?
JDM
was like a minus 140 favorite or something.
Gilbert Burns minus 115 to JDM's minus 105.
Flipped.
Yeah.
Burns was the dog. I remember us talking about that. We're like, Burns is the dog? That's a value pick right there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Number three, you know what we're going. The BMF fight is better, but...
Kevin Holland, MVP.
Yeah, he's a freaking banger of a fight.
Kevin Holland's a gangster, MVP, first time
he's
in the UFC.
He's a gangster too, though.
I'd call it a tie.
Really? No, the BMF's better.
Yeah, BMF.
Gaethje Holloway's better.
No.
Yeah. But then, 299... 300 co-main event is not close.
Yeah, it's Benoit and Poirier.
Poirier, significantly, it's a huge advantage. And then in the main event,
I think we're a little biased
because we love Sugar.
Because we love Sugar.
Because theoretically, 300 main event should be a better fight.
And honestly, I would call it. You should probably lean 300 because
weight class again.
The way Jamal Hill fights.
Yeah,
someone's getting knocked out.
100%.
You know that for a fact. Cheeto always starts slow. I mean, I think it's really just the second fight that's, like, really killing the main event to me. But, I mean, Zhang, to be a woman's fight, let's call it how it is.
Yep.
Zhang is probably the most exciting woman to watch.
Probably. But
and
I just don't care.
We haven't really seen that other girl, too. So, I mean, supposedly she's a killer, too.
I'm not saying she's not a killer. I just would obviously rather watch DP and BSD.
Yeah, I'm excited about that to see how good St. Denis is.
He's a -150 favorite right now.
That's crazy. And Oliveira's underdog too, isn't he?
Yeah, Armand's -190. Oh my God. Charles is +160.
I'm probably taking the old guys on both those. And I know there's a statistic.
Poirier's +125.
What's the age gaps on both of them?
I know Poirier's the same age as Gaethje. So Poirier's 35 and BSD's 28.
It's probably the same for Oliveira might be 34.
I'm pretty sure Armand is 27. I'm about to tell you right now. Armand is 27 and Charles is 34.
Yeah. So 7 years for both.
7 years for both. I'm also going to take the old guys.
Volk was 8 years older than Topuria.
Whew.
Is it the 8 year gap? Or are we good at seven? Because there's like a statistic showing like the older fighters always lose.
Did you see that stat for the title fights? I think it's all time now in the UFC.
It's like one win to 20-something losses or 30-something losses.
In fighters that are, I think it was under 170 pounds.
Yeah.
All divisions in the UFC under 170 pounds. The fighter that's 35 years or older in a title fight is 1-23 now.
And I think it's just that stat of under 170 because the speed matters so much more for those smaller weight classes.
Well, when you get older, you lose your chin too.
Speed quick.
You lose your speed and you lose your chin.
But it doesn't matter as much with the heavyweights because the old man strength, the speed doesn't matter as much.
Well, they're just not near as fast.
Used to. I think it's going to soon it's because
changing.
Aspinall and gone. Those guys are quick.
Yep.
But yeah, it's different.
I'll tell you what. In my opinion, one that's pretty underrated on this 299 card is the last prelim. You got Curtis Blades and Jalton Almeida.
That's big.
That's going to be fun to
watch,
I think.
That's huge for the heavyweight division.
Give
is
me
that a pick 'em?
Yep, it's pick 'em. -110 apiece.
Taking Almeida?
100%.
You got that bias because you watched him in Charlotte.
And he's for real.
He's good. Blades is good, too.
Yeah. Blades got knocked out last time we saw him, right? When's the last time he fought?
He got knocked out by Sergey?
He got knocked out by Sergey and Derek Lewis
at
some point.
He didn't get knocked out by Sergey, though.
Yeah, true.
Tom Aspinall.
Oh, that's right. So he beat Tom Aspinall when he got hurt.
Injury.
When he got hurt, yeah.
It was like 15 seconds.
He's 3-2 in his last five. He got knocked out by Derek Lewis.
Yep.
And then he decisioned Rosenstrike. He knocked out Chris Daukaus. And then he beat Aspinall in the injury. And then he got knocked out by Pavlovich.
You think it'd be a good matchup, though, because Blades is a good wrestler.
Correct.
And Almeida tries to get you to the ground. And
yeah,
Blades is going to be bigger. Because Almeida's
yeah,
only
be way
at 230.
Bigger.
Ish 235
heavyweight. Yeah, 236 versus 262 is what they fought at their last fights.
And he took Derek down easy, but Derek's not known
everyone
for
takes
being
Derek
on
down
ground.
Easy.
That's gonna be. I'd imagine that'd be tough for him to get on the ground with the 30-pound weight difference, plus Blades being a wrestler.
He's so quick though.
He is. That should be a good matchup.
Yeah, it's gonna be. That's one of those where like it'll be fun to watch the wrestling.
Don't we have RDA versus Gamrot 1-2-2-9-9.
Yep, we do. And
Looking at it, fight, though. Man, advantage against those two. Main cards. So, really the only thing we could possibly be thinking of is a name, either McGregor at one, or someone coming out of, like, a Brock Lesnar, or Khabib, or GSP, or John Jones. Like, it would have been one of those guys. Other than that, well, what we actually thought it was going to be was Pereira, Jamal Hill, Izzy Duplessis, or Leon versus someone. And I think out of all those options,
I was hoping
Jamal Hill's the best.
I would have rather seen Izzy Pereira again.
I'm done with that.
You're done with it? Yeah. Those were some banger fights, dude. They're
very good fights, but I think if it's at 205, Izzy's getting knocked out, and I think Izzy got his one, he's going to leave it at that. And
he should.
Being the last one,
he
too.
Better leave it at that.
But being at 205, it's just way more dangerous.
He's not as good as Pereira. I'll just say it outright.
But Izzy's not big enough either.
He's just not as good as Pereira.
Was a weight bully.
He was a weight bully, yeah, but he's not as good as him.
I think he's as talented.
He fought like four times. He's only beat him once.
I think it's the weight difference.
Everybody's, I mean, if you make the weight,
you're only as good as your last one.
Yeah.
Izzy knocked him out clean.
Yeah, he did. Couldn't really touch him before that.
He did, though. Only takes one time, ask Topuria.
Well, that's way different. Volk didn't beat him three times. I can't stand that. That's my biggest knock on Izzy these days is like.
Are we really going to count the kickboxing, though?
Yeah. He knocked him unconscious. Unconscious, but brutally unconscious.
Are we gonna look at the whole fight though? Because didn't he get ripped off one fight with the decision? Everyone said Izzy won that fight.
Maybe.
So that's equivalent to Strickland Duplessis for you. Strickland actually won.
Yeah, but the dude's got the belt.
And then the other one, Izzy hurts him, and they give him a standing eight count, just because it's held in Brazil.
Listen.
And then Pereira comes on to knock him out.
Listen.
So a little bit of bias there from where the fight's being held.
I'm not saying there's not.
It's 1-1 in UFC, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters? I don't know.
And Izzy was beating him in the first fight until he got caught up.
Pereira was beating him in the second fight. Literally,
I guess we're even on that.
Literally up against the cage, wailing on him, and Izzy almost looked like he just closed his eyes and threw a right hand and hit him.
Played possum.
Something like that. He looked hurt to me.
Pereira looked hurt when he was out fucking cold.
Yeah, well, so did Izzy every other time he fought. I'm just saying, that's my only knock on Izzy is saying, like, I don't keep score. I settle them. I'm like, yeah, because if you kept score, you'd be down 3-1, dog.
No.
Come on, shut up. Just, you got a hell of a win.
But it's not smart.
Take
for
your
him.
Belt and get out of the cage.
It's not smart for him to fight at 205 against Pereira.
It's not smart
Pereira's
for him.
More dangerous, and he's just going to be 30, 20
it's not
pounds
smart
under,
for him,
under him
to talk junk to Pereira, period. You beat him, just like, thank your family and your God and get out.
Okay, Gervais.
That's what I feel like. I feel like that's an accurate
What's
depiction.
His first name? Ricky?
Ricky Gervais.
Gervais.
Yeah. I feel like that's an accurate depiction of like what I feel like he should have done after that.
No.
But whatever.
You don't think he should have made fun of his son? I thought it was pretty funny.
It was funny, but he shouldn't have done it. All right, here, real quick, way too early picks. We're going to see if we change them later on the way out of the podcast. I'm going to roll through every UFC 300 fight. You're going to tell me the winner right now.
All right.
All right. Look, this has... Oh, yeah, it is. They are starting it, right?
Yep.
All right. Figgy, Garbrandt.
Figgy.
He's minus 350.
Garbrandt doesn't have a chance anymore.
No, he does not. But we don't know much about Figgy at bantamweight. Only one win. Only one fight so far.
Yep.
Anyway. All right. Bobby Green, Jim Miller.
Bobby Green.
Interesting.
This is a very good fight.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Sadiq Youssef, who's ranked 13th, I believe, and Diego Lopez trying to bust into those 145 rankings.
Give me Lopez.
Yeah, I like Lopez here, too. Holly Holm, Kayla Harrison. Kayla Harrison minus 475.
I'll take Kayla.
Yeah, kind of have to, right?
Yeah, wrestler.
Jessica Andrade, Marina Rodriguez. Worst fight on the entire card.
Andrade. She doesn't really lose to anyone unless it's like a championship fight.
She's like 25 and 12. Bo Nickel, minus 1,300.
I'm going to go with Cody Brundage here.
Cody Brundage plus 750.
Give me Bo.
Yeah, shouldn't probably within a minute and a half.
Should be quick.
Calvin Kattar, Aljamain Sterling.
This is a
featherweight.
This is a big question mark fight.
This is a huge question mark
fight. I haven't seen Sterling at 145. I mean, he's coming off being a dominant champion.
Yep.
Before getting knocked out by Sugar.
Yep. Calvin Kattar -115 to Aljamain's 105.
This is one of the more difficult ones to judge because it's just a new weight class for Sterling.
Yep.
Kattar's good. Yep. I mean, he's very good.
He is.
Ooh, I don't know who I want to go here.
It's tough.
I mean, it's a pick 'em, isn't it?
Essentially.
No. I'll lean Kattar. Being just the 145 guy, he's been there. He's fought the top dogs. He's looked good versus a lot of them.
Okay.
You going Sterling?
I think Sterling will win, yeah.
I think it should be a good fight.
I think it will for sure.
I'm definitely not gambling on it. I'll stay away from that.
Yeah.
There's too many question marks.
For sure. Agreed. Jiří Prochazka, Alexander Rakic.
Jiří.
Ooh, he's +100.
Really?
Yep, Rakic -120.
Wow. Who you going?
I like Jiří.
He's been more active.
Yep. Kind of.
Jiří looked pretty good versus Pereira until he got caught.
They both just had very long layoffs, though.
Yeah.
But anyway, I know what you're doing here. You're Oliveira. A big fan, but Oliveira, Armon.
I'll take Oliveira.
Yep.
Who you going?
I like Oliveira.
Yeah?
With the value.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a value pick.
I actually think he'll win the fight, too, though.
I honestly would take him against anyone other than Islam.
And I'm not sure if they ran that back, I wouldn't go Charles right now.
I probably would.
It'd be close.
Because of value.
Yeah.
Because you probably get him at +250 at least.
Yep. Justin Gaethje -195. Max Holloway +165.
Gaethje.
I'm going Holloway here.
Are you?
Yeah, I think Max is going to win.
Mm.
Co-main event. No one cares.
Zhang
Weili -385. She's going to dominate this fight.
Yeah.
Main event. You know, we talked about this a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we talked about if they fought.
And I was higher on Jamahal Hill than you thought, right?
Correct.
Are you? I mean, Pereira's got to be the favorite, right?
Pereira -170 to Jamahal Hill's +140.
I think Jamahal Hill's going to have a very good showcase. It's hard to choose against Pereira with knowing the stylistic matchup that it's probably just going to be a boxing match.
Right.
So I'm probably going to go Pereira, but don't be surprised if Jamahal Hill like makes this a freaking fight.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jamahal Hill just knocks him out.
Jamahal Hill's good.
His power is ridiculous to be a 205er.
I kind of think the value might be in Jamahal Hill if you can get him at +150 or more.
Yeah. I'm going to go Pereira, but agreed.
This is don't be surprised.
It looks like Jamahal Hill has never landed a takedown in his UFC career.
Really?
Yeah. His only takedown average is zero, and his accuracy has a dash. So I'm saying he's never attempted one. Well, he landed one at least. Because he could be 0 for 1, but...
What's his takedown defense?
I don't know. Don't tell me.
Because he looked good versus Glover. Pereira's not going to take it to the ground. I don't even know why I'm talking about that, but...
No, this is going to be a stand-up fight. Someone's getting
only
knocked
out. Only
lost
is Paul Craig, right?
Correct.
That was weird. You remember that fight?
That was the broken arm fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they popped it back in, and he was, like, good to go in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck?
But he was like trapped in like a mid triangle,
yeah,
getting ground and pounded, and his arm was just flopping.
It looked so bad.
It was so bad. Yeah.
Hey, Paul Craig's sneaky, man, with that jiu-jitsu.
He really is.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap it up.
We're an hour in.
UFC 300 coming soon, 299 even sooner. We'll preview and recap both of those cards. Go check us out. We're posting daily now on our Instagram, our TikTok. We'll have some stuff coming up on the website too. And of course, we're on X. Go follow us on all of those things. We'll be back at you. What are we doing? Are we doing something next week?
We don't have plans.
I don't know. We might.
Do you want to do quick pick real quick? Top two fights of fight night. Brandon Royval, Moreno, Ortega, Yair.
Hey, give me Ortega coming off the layoff.
I like Ortega. I mean, you couldn't really tell the last fight. He got hurt super quick with his shoulder.
I'm a big Ortega guy.
I like Moreno
guy.
As well.
And then, yeah, give me Moreno. I like that. All right, but yeah, we might come back. We'll see what we got going on next week. But either way, we will be back. Sub-Zero Sports coming at you. We'll hit you guys up later. We are out.